clarify, we mentioned yesterday there's five parts to the halacha of Rivas Tzutza, and I couldn't pull out the fifth one, so I just want to go through them again quickly. So there has to be, it has to be that there was a ketzah. The ketzah means that there was a condition of the loan that he has to give this amount of money, this payment. It has to be done at the time of the loan, b'shas halvor. It has to be ayyadei halvor. It has to be something, it has to be for a loan and not for a mecha for memker or something of that sort, which a business deal. There has to be neshes and tarbis, that the lender is gaining something and the borrower is losing something. He's giving away something. And it has to be agar nata, that the payment is for the waiting. There's an interesting case that the Rashba says, if you would make the arrangements, if even if you pay me back immediately, you still have to pay extra money, knowing that he won't, but that's not Ribbis Tusa, because since he's not charging for waiting, because even Ribbis is for the fact that my money is sitting by you, but so over here I'm charging you, if you pay back 2 seconds later, you still have to pay the money. It's not agar nata, so that's not a case of Ribbis Tusa, according to the Rashba. I want to talk about a case which come, a few variations of a case which come up based on a Gemara which you just had in Kedushin. The Gemara Kedushin says the concept of Ore. Ore, the Kiddush of Ore is that when I pay money to one person, it counts like I paid it to a second person. So the person say, based on this, for example, let's say I lend somebody money, and the arrangement is that he's going to pay me back, but I want him besides that to give an extra $10 to the stalker. That's Ribbis Tzutza. Because the payment that he's giving to stock, it counts like he paid it to me. That's a din of ore. Money you give to somebody else, it counts like he's given to me. So money when I'm giving now to that, so that he's giving the money to stock, it counts like he's giving me extra money because of the loan. That's what he has. A little bit tzutza. A very common example of this, and this is a very case that, you know, people don't cop. If you lend your credit card to somebody to make a purchase, he doesn't have a credit card, etc., and he's going to pay, and the arrangement, he'll pay back the cost of the purchase and any interest which is accrued. What is halacha says, what is happening over there is that since the credit card company knows me, they don't know him, the credit card company is lending me money. Okay? So they lent me money. I took that money and I gave it to him to buy, to make the purchase. I owe the credit card company money. He is paying back to the credit card money, the money I lent him, plus interest, which I asked him to pay to the credit card company. That is a case of Ribbis Tzutza D'oraisa. Because the arrangement is that he's going to pay to the credit card company any interest that the money that he took, plus interest, but the interest he gives to the credit card company, halacha says it's like he gave it to me. That's the finish of the din of R.A. It's a place in Balmetzi. It's possible in Hilchos Ribbis in two places, this case. This case is a case of Ribbis Tzutza D'oraisa. So if you lend your credit card to somebody, and he does not pay back before the grace period, and there's a payment of interest, he cannot pay that interest for you. You have to pay that interest yourself. He cannot pay the interest for you in that case. That's a very common case. Another example of that would be a case of a mortgage where a person cannot get credit, first-time purchaser, he doesn't have credit yet, and the parents take the mortgage. And the reason they make with the child is, okay, we'll take the mortgage. You pay the mortgage payments. Well, the bank doesn't look at it like that. The bank looks at the loan to the father. The father owes the bank the money he borrowed plus interest. He's then turning around and giving the child, depending what the arrangement is. He says, I own the house. But I said, you own the house. I'm giving you the money that you should buy the house. But so I took the loan, but you own the house. And I gave you the money to buy the house. I gave you a loan. And I'm asking you to take that loan I gave you and pay interest to the bank for me. That is a case of Ribbis Tzutza D'oraisa also. These are very uncommon cases which people don't think about it, and then you deal with the case of Ribbis immediately right there. Okay, everybody should have a good morning, and we'll talk more about this tomorrow.